I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Mountain, I looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
Come on.
I went down into the deepest valley. I looked around down there, couldn't find nobody. But when I crossed the deep blue sea, I couldn't find one to compare. Your grace, your love, your mercy, and nobody greater than you.
Oh yes.
I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. And nobody greater. Nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. And nobody greater, nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal me like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are He who carried out redemption's plan. And you are He who carried out redemption's plan.
Come on.
Searched all over.
My God.
Couldn't find nobody.
I looked high and low.
I looked high and low.
Oh yes.
Still couldn't find nobody.
Oh yes. And nobody greater.
Ooh.
Nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, I searched all over. Oh, yes.
I searched all over.
Couldn't find nobody.
I looked high and low.
I looked high and low.
But still.
Still couldn't find nobody.
Oh, yes. Nobody greater.
Ooh.
Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
And nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Oh Jesus. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, can I have everybody join me in singing? Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Oh, nobody greater than you, oh God. No
nobody,
nobody greater.
Come on now.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
I searched all over, but I can't find nobody greater than you, Jesus.
Sing, nobody greater.
Oh,
nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Nobody, nobody, no, 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 no.
Nobody greater.
Oh,
nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. And nobody greater, nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
I hope I never say
Amen. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Shall we invite our brother Augustine? Amen. It's testimony time. I believe he has a very powerful testimony to share with us. All right. Oh, put your hands together. It's a long walk. Encourage him. Encourage him. Amen. Wow.
Amen. Good morning, church. Today I'm giving a testimony because it's been a year since I rededicated my life to Christ.
Wow. Oh, that's a good place to put your hands together. Come on. So tell us what happened.
I just want to say thanks to Bishop Dad because the most important thing I've ever learned in my life is how to serve God, and it's through him, and I really thank him for that.
Oh, amen. Put your hands together. The Bible says by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Amen. And by a prophet was he preserved. So, Brother Augustine, tell us, so what happened? Amen. How did you come to Christ and then have to rededicate your life? Hey.
You know, I always try to come to Christ, but, you know, it was just some friends I wouldn't let go, and it's true, bad company really does corrupt good morals.
Wow.
So, you know, but one thing that I always had was my brother. Yeah, he tried for years, 10 years, you know, praying for me, fighting with me.
Wow.
And then, you know, last year. There came a point where he's just like, you know, if you're going to live this life, you know, live the life, but I'm still going to be your brother.
Wow.
And then came a point last year when I, you know, I saw him get appointed as a pastor, and I went home and I just felt a really strong conviction in my heart, like, my brother's a pastor, like, what am I going to do with my life?
Wow.
You know, and that's when I was just like, you know, I'm just going to rededicate my life to Christ, and I'm going to start listening to Bishop, and Bishop really taught me how to serve God.
Amen.
And I really thank him for that.
Wow. Oh, amen. Put your hands together for him. You see, the Bible says that lets your light so shine before men. Amen. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Amen. So as you shine your light, amen. He says that his brother, I don't know who his brother is, but he said that as his brother was appointed a pastor, amen, he also was convicted, and now I believe he's on the way, amen, to become an appointed soon. Amen. May that be your story in Jesus' name. Oh, put your hands together and give him a round of applause. Amen. As he takes his seat. Amen. Thank you so much.
me first and also for choosing me first. I want to love you back as hard as I can because you love me so. I want to be just like Jesus, he who loved the Father so. I know that I have not seen and ear have not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love. That is why I want to love you more. So take my life and let it be consecrated.
Amen. Oh, the Bible said, what great love the Father has shown us, amen, by calling us his children, amen. God has also shown us another kind of love by giving us a servant, amen, an anointed pastor, a man of God, amen. Oh, with a standing ovation and a round of applause, let's put our hands together for Apostle Joel.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 You may be seated if you really want to sit. Okay. What a blessing. Today we're having a special service.
Right.
It's obvious, right?
Okay,
so we're having a service, a special service, because in our church every year, during the Founders Day season, which is in the month of May, now this is kind of June, but just on the outskirts of May, all right? So on Founders Day, we appoint pastors, people who have been trained, who have written various exams, and who have met the requirements, which include passing exams. And so sometimes when you see us after church workers meetings, teachings, and it's where it eventually leads, right? So today, a few of our people around the country have qualified, and Founders Day is when we appoint them. Amen. So we're having an extended Founders Day season. Okay. So every day is Founders Day throughout. So we will be appointing them as pastors today in different centers, and this is one of them. So we have people who have come from other places to be with us today who will be appointed as pastors, as well as one of our very own. Wow. Also. Amen. So that's the reason for the situation. Right. But before we do that, I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts. The book of Acts. Acts chapter number 12. The book of Acts chapter 12. And I just wanted to show you something very little over there. Amen. Have you found the book of Acts? And are you in Acts chapter 12? All right. So in Acts chapter 12, and all right, so Acts chapter 12 and from verse 1, it says, "Now about that time, Herod, the king, stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people." Hallelujah. Intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Are you watching the power of prayer? Right? You know, this fellow, Peter, has been arrested by someone of authority, someone who has a lot of power. And the person has put him in prison. You understand? He has put him in an impossible situation. Not only is he in prison, but he's also guarded by four quaternions. You know, I don't even know what the meaning of that word is. Can someone tell us the meaning of quaternion? Someone look it up and tell us the meaning of quaternions. But it sounds like something related to four, right? Okay. So the least you can think is that he was kept by four different people. But I think it's more than that.
A squad.
A set of four. Right. So it's four times four. Isn't it? One man imprisoned by 16 people in a prison. Do you understand? Imprisoned in the prison. That's what it means. You get it? Yeah. It's like, you know, sometimes when people misbehave in the prison, within the prison, there's a prison. Do you get it? They take you into a place they call the hold. Right. Yeah. And you go deeper. You become a bit more imprisoned than the average prisoner. Okay. So Peter was kept in the prison of the prison. Kept by 16 different people, you know, maybe each one guarding one limb. Four people for his left leg, four people for his right leg, four people for his left arm, another four people for his right arm, because they thought that this one, he needs maximum security. And they were thinking right. Do you see? Yes. And there are some of us whose lives right now resemble Peter's situation, because we seem to be in prison. You are in prison when nothing you do changes the situation. When it seems like for anything to change, it will not depend on you, it depends on somebody else. When nothing you do, no effort you make seems to alleviate things and reduce the pain and to change the situation, it's a sign that you are in prison. Right? So he delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers. So they are not just people, but these are people who are trained to fight. Do you get it? In case you misbehave. And his intention was after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. And so it says, when Herod would have brought him forth, see, so the prayer is already changing the situation. What would have happened did not happen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? See, one of the effects is that it is preemptive. Prayer jumps ahead of the situation. Do you get it? So you see, sometimes people don't even know how to worship, or even when you ask people to, you know, give thanks to God, they wonder, what are you supposed to be thanking him for? Do you understand? But you don't know that the prayer has changed a lot of things. Wow. Wow. That you don't even know about. I mean, it is very possible that you were not supposed to have been alive today.
Wow. Very, very possible.
Very, very possible. It's very possible that maybe you should have passed away this past weekend.
Hey, seriously.
Do you get it? Yeah? Some fellow who was texting was supposed to have driven into your car.
Wow.
Oh, as you were texting. My church members don't text when they are driving.
Hey, holy, holy.
Tell your neighbor, in this church, we have stopped texting. And tell them it's because of Ephesians 4:27. Then ask them, by the way, do you know what is in Ephesians 4:27? Then beg Kawi to show it to you right there. Okay? So that's the verse. Neither give place to the devil. Amen. But look at the verse. Go back to that verse again quickly. Very quickly. It says, when Herod would have brought him forth. That's what should have happened. But Herod did not get the chance to bring him forth because prayer was made for Peter by the church without season unto God for him. So church prayers are very important. Yeah, church prayers are very important. If anyone was to say to you, I don't see the reason why I should go to church, tell them at least for their prayers.
Wow.
Tell that person, I can show you at least one spot in the Bible where somebody was delivered from an impossible situation. I mean, one man imprisoned within the prison by 16 people. Wow. Not to count the normal keepers of the prison. You get it? Because in every prison, the normal people who keep the prison, then within the prison, 16 people are supposed to keep you. And Herod had a plan. He had an intention. He said he would have. This plan, the intention was, after the season, he was going to bring him out. You know, and Herod was sure it was going to work because he had done one just before. Do you see what I'm saying? So he wasn't joking. Peter was in real trouble. But prayer was made for Peter. It says prayer was made by the church without ceasing. The church prayed constantly. The church prayed. They had prayer meetings. They mentioned Peter and they prayed to God for Peter. They prayed to God. They prayed and they prayed. They prayed. The church was praying. Yeah. So when the church is not praying, then you are in trouble. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. And when we are in the church, that's why we need to make time to pray in the church. In the church. Prayer must not be limited to personal times. Do you understand? Yes. It's good to pray by yourself, and God expects you to pray by yourself. But church prayer is also very important. Communal prayer, where we come together and we're praying together. We are together with one mind, with one accord. We all agree. We are praying about this, and all of us are praying in the Holy Ghost, shouting in tongues, praying, stirring up one another, binding devils and demons. It's a very important aspect of church life. Because it changes what would have happened. What would have happened. What would have happened. Anytime you think about thanking God, if you're not sure what to thank him for, start from what would have happened. Because there are some things that would have happened. Yeah, but for prayer. But for prayer. Some things would have happened. Yeah. Something. You would have been fired. Yeah, you would have been fired. You would have been fired. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And then watch the prayer begin to work. It says, when Herod would have brought him forth, The same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. You know, the quaternions were in place, right? Then, behold. Behold means, what a shock. It means unexpected. You know, it means to everybody's surprise. The angel of the Lord came upon him and shined a light in the prison and smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise. Oh, rise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. This is prayer, prayer, prayer. The saints, the church is praying. And things are happening in the night. Things are happening in the night. I tell you, people's chains are falling off. In this church, we have an early morning prayer meeting. You know, and we talk about it all the time. But there are a lot of you who are not interested. But perhaps, 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 if you were to rise up and join that 1 hour, it's only 1 hour. It's only 1 hour. If you were watching even a soap opera, it wouldn't finish. The prayer would finish before. If you were watching even one of those boring movies, it would still 1 hour. That is all. And it could change so much. Maybe that 1 hour of prayer could change so much. So much in the day. So much in the future. So much about next week. Wow. That 1 hour prayer. 1 hour prayer. Maybe the reason why you sometimes have to have sleepless nights is because you've slept already. Do you know what I mean by you slept already? When you should have been praying, you slept. So now it's time to wake up. That's why something is keeping you awake. Something gets to keep you awake because prayer didn't get to keep you awake. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you guys understanding me today? Prayer will change it. He says, he smote Peter on the side and he raised him up. He said, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands, right? And then what happened next? The angel said to him, get thyself and bind on thy sandals. The angel said, put on your shoes. He did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. You know, some of you need to be led by angels. Amen. It will take an angel to lead you out of the prison. Yeah. It will take a supernatural situation. It will take an angel to lead you out of the situation you are in. The angel said, put on your shoes. Just get yourself ready. Just follow me. Just follow me. Just follow me. Sometimes even people we meet, they look like people, but I tell you, they are angels. Yeah, they look like people, but they are angels. I've had situations before where somebody just shows up from nowhere, and the person seems to be interested in helping only you. And when he's done helping you, you can't find him. You can't find him. It's and you wonder, why did this person choose me? Why are they helping me? It's an angel. An angel came. The angel said, follow me. Then the next verse, verse 9. He says, verse 9, and he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel. You know, look, Kawi, can you give us a more, you know, friendly verse that doesn't say wist? You get it? Wist means he didn't know. Right? Right? It says, so Peter left the cell, following the angel, but all the time he thought it was a vision. He didn't realize it was really happening. That will be your story. You will not believe it is really happening. I said you will not believe it is really happening. You will not believe it is really happening. I was watching a short interview of, you know, the Bishop Michael Curry. Do you know Michael Curry? You don't know Michael Curry? The bishop who preached at the royal wedding. Now, they were asking him, how did you get to preach at the royal wedding? He said he doesn't know. Never met them before. Yeah, I guess you also thought what I was thinking, that they need somebody's pastor or something. No. He said he never met them before. He said he went to his office, and his secretary told him, you got a call from the Archbishop of Canterbury. And the lady, in fact, he said when he heard it, he told the lady, it's not April. It's not April yet. Because he thought it was some April Fool's joke. You know. And I think either the guy said he was going to call back, or the guy had left him a message that we want you to preach. He said the royal couple has selected you to preach at their wedding. Yeah?
I receive it. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
He didn't believe it was happening.
I'll be there.
Didn't believe it was happening. Yes? Didn't believe it was happening. They said 29 million people were watching the wedding from this country alone. 29 million people. Can you imagine? A pastor's... I mean, every preacher's dream, you know. I don't know if he would have gotten the chance to preach to that many people in his lifetime. He said, I didn't believe it was happening. I didn't believe it was happening. But it was happening. Look, if you're going to take prayer seriously, you will not believe the things that will begin to happen in your life. You will not believe it. You will not believe it. You are in for a shock when you start to engage yourself in these prayers. He says, but all the time, he thought it was a vision. He thought he was having a vision. He was moving, pinch himself. Am I walking? Walking? Am I well? Am I walking out of this prison? Because the way the prison was set up, he didn't see any way out of it. Yeah. It's four quaternions. If you're even thinking of escaping, how are you going to get 16 people to sleep at the same time? You get it? Meanwhile, he was a prisoner. He was Herod's personal prisoner. Do you get it? A prisoner of high interest. Yes. Do you see what I'm saying? He wasn't about to go out. No. And Herod knew it. And he had a plan. After Easter, this guy will finish him. Will finish him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. And so that he didn't realize it was really happening. The next verse. Then it says in verse 10, they passed the first and the second. Look, the barriers, you're going to pass them one after the other. I said one after the other, man.
Prophesy. Come on.
You get it?
Prophesy.
So they passed the first and the second guard posts, right?
Amen.
Then they came to the iron gate itself. Yeah. You know, the iron gate is the main gate. The main thing that is keeping you back. The main thing that is holding you back.
Prophesy.
They came to the iron gate. And watch this. It says, and this gate opened to them by itself. What is driving all of this? Prayer was made by the church unto God for him without ceasing. And iron gates are opening by themselves.
Prophesy. Speak.
Look, if the gate is going to open by itself, then it wasn't even necessary. It wasn't even necessary. They put a gate there to restrict access so people cannot get out of it. And they made it a gate of iron so that it doesn't easily give. But when the angel of the Lord showed up in front of it, the gate said, oh, I recognize you. I recognize you. Please.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of those electric doors that sense your motion and give way to you? The angel turned the prison gate into one of those gates.
My God.
The whole gate became like some sliding door. And then as Peter was, and this, no wonder Peter was thinking, am I dreaming? Said, this is a serious vision. Yeah. Maybe he even started praying in tongues because he wanted to be spiritual and connect to the vision. So this opened unto them all by itself. So they passed through and started walking down the street. And then the angel suddenly left him. Isn't this a beautiful story? They started walking down the street. You're out. You're out. You will be walking down the street. I said you will be walking down your street. Yes. When you're walking down the street, it means life has begun again. Because that's the one thing prisoners don't get to do. One thing prisoners don't get to do is to walk down the street. As a matter of fact, one of the ways to describe incarceration is to say that we're taking him off the streets. Yeah. One of the aims of prison is to deprive you of the street. Those of you who have been walking on the streets, you don't know it's an enviable liberty. To be able to walk down your streets. Yes. It's a privilege. It's a blessing to be able to walk down the streets. Because there are some people who cannot walk down the streets. And the angel of the Lord took him right where to that place, that privilege that had been taken away from him. What he couldn't do. And the angel says, now you can do it. Now you can do it. God took him out of that place and placed him in a place he could never have found himself. There was nothing he could have done to bring himself to that place. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I want you to believe in prayer. Believe in church prayers. Believe in the prayer of the saints. Try to join the prayer by all means. Try to join the prayer by all means. It's costing you something not to be part of it. Many things that have happened may not have happened if there was prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying? It would not have happened. I mean, we know how the story would have gone, isn't it? Because it's very clear. It says Herod would have, he had a plan. Just after this, then this. After this, then this. After this, then this. All of them leading eventually to his demise and execution, destruction, a systematic plan to ruin his life was in place, just waiting for the next step to be executed. Then came prayer. The church did not accept it. Then came prayer. Prayer stepped in. And the people were praying. They said, no! We bind you. We curse you. We push it back. In the name of Jesus. Yes. They prayed. As they prayed, suddenly the Lord said, this prayer, we have to respond. An angel was released. Angel went inside the prison. It's as simple as that. Angel doesn't have to consult anybody to arrive in the prison. Yes. When he got there, Peter was sleeping. He said, hey, bro, wake up. Yeah. He beat him a bit. Said, come on, bro. Yeah. And then Peter gets up. Angel says, put on your shoes. Yeah. Because there are some of us, you know, we have settled in the situation. We have accepted that this is our lot. So we have sat in it. We have become comfortable with it. We have unbuckled our shoes because we are not expecting any deliverance anytime soon, anyway. We have accepted this is how it's going to be. So we have learned even to fall asleep in prison because you can't really see any hope. And you can't really see a way out. But you don't know that there's actually a better life. Amen. You know, the way your life is, you see, you have accepted it only because that's all you know. Yeah. Because you're used to it. That's all you know. But if God was to show you that some of your dreams are actually possible, wow. Some of the things you only imagine, some of the things you only see on television, some of the things you see, you know, in movies, some of the things you just dream about and you just think, you know, well, it would be nice if, you know, you are so used to dreaming that you cannot even imagine that some of those dreams can enter your reality. So you have accepted it and you're sleeping in the prison. Your shoes unbuckled. You're trying to make yourself comfortable because this is it. I'll never have a job. I'll never own a car. You know, I'll never get married. You know, this is me. You know, you used to try to practice being nice in case you got married, but now you stopped and left yourself to go full-blown nasty because you know that this is how it's going to be. There's no need to practice being nice. There will be no one to be nice to, you know. So just full-blown nastiness. But today I want to encourage you to get back into practice. Get back into rehearsal. Some of you used to rehearse your wedding walk. You know. It's too fast. You do the mirror and you know. But now that that you've given up, you walk like a man. You know? Now. Yeah. Because you've given up on your dreams. Given up. There's no hope. This is how it's going to be. Even some of you have stopped dressing up. Dress up, you know. You know, means you step up your game a bit. You know, means you give things a little lift. Yeah. Make it look a little bit. A lot of people have stopped dressing up. Yeah. Don't wear clothes that fit anymore. Because you feel that if they fit, they'll reveal. So you just dress like a priest all the time. I have one of those gowns. I can give them to you. But God is not finished with you. God is not finished with you. Yeah. Sometimes when you go to Skid Row, you can see some of the guys have given up. They've given up. Won't shave their beard anymore. Won't cut their hair anymore. It's like, what's the use? What's the point? They won't even take a shower. Yeah. You see, if you want to see people who have given up, you see the human being is deteriorating. He's really left himself. And let life happen to me. I will not live it. I'll let it live me. But you don't have to give up. If you will rise up and pray, if you would join the prayer, things can change. Yes. So things can change. It doesn't matter how far the history goes in your family for the way things are. Sometimes you can see that what you're trying to avoid is exactly what you're walking into. Somehow, without effort, you're able to repeat the dysfunction you grew up observing. It seems it's etched in your subconscious, you know, mentality. And you find yourself, you know, you can see nice things and you can see what you'd like to be, but you don't seem to be able to get away from that path. You just watch it and you see just what you saw is what you are becoming. And it's frightening. It's frightening because you don't like what you saw. It's frightening to have to be your mother. It's frightening to imagine that you're just about to be your dad. You just the way you saw him, what you didn't like. That's just the same thing that's coming towards you. But I want you to know that rather than accept it and settle and unbuckle your shoes and fall asleep in it, because this is my lot, rise up and join the prayer. Join the prayer. Join the prayer. The angel led him to the streets where the action is. Yeah. In the other version, it says he led him to the city. Yeah. In the city is where you find opportunities. Not in the prison. In the city is where there are jobs. In the city is where there are people that can be beloved-osed. Yes. In the city is where you find beloveds. Yeah. In the prison, no beloved.
No beloved in the prison. Yes. At all.
In the city is where you get to drive a car. In the city is where you get to fly on the plane. In the cities where you get to ride the bus, ride the train. In the cities where you get to be hired for something. In the city is where the light is. And the angel said, let's go to the city. Let's go. And when the angel took him to the city, just left him. Said, brother, feel free. Feel free. Prayer has delivered you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, I want us to pray for a little bit. Is it a good idea? Can you think of something you would like to see change? You can think of something? Can you think of something prayer can change? Then I want us to take a few minutes to pray about that situation. Hallelujah. Pray about it like you know prayer will change it. Pray about it like you know this can change. Approach it with faith. Pray to God. Intercede. Maybe it's not even you. Someone. You need to pray for someone. You need to intercede and stand in for someone. But say that prayer and believe in prayer. And then going forward, as we have early morning prayers, don't sleep through it. Do you understand? Yes. Some of you actually stay up late for nothing. You see, the devil, he thinks ahead. Do you understand? The devil is a master of multiple step logic. Do you understand? This will lead to this. And this will lead to this. And this will make him sleep. Do you understand? But you can't seem to see that. That this is the goal. The goal is to wear you up. Out is to sort of load you with stuff. Engage you so much. That in the end, you go to bed around 12. Every time I go to bed around 12, 1, 2, it's very difficult for me to wake up. Because sleep belongs to nature. Sleep is not one of the things you have invented. Sleep happens to you. Do you see what I'm saying? You didn't invent sleep. It's not one of your talents. Even though some people are so gifted when it comes to they can sleep so long. You see, this guy is really gifted.
What a gift.
Yeah, with zeal. I mean, if you watch the person sleeping, you can see that there is zeal engaged here. There is sleep that is the now. Do you understand? It's the name of what is happening. But there's sleep that is the verb. That's the person is actually doing the sleep. Hey. Some people, they sleep. It is the bed that evicts them. The bed says, hey, you know, I got things to do. I have things to do. I'm just saying that if you don't respect the power of sleep to overcome you, do you understand? And therefore use wisdom to manage it, you will always lose the battle. Yeah, you will always lose the battle. You get it? Because sleep will always take his space. If you start here, he will take his space. He will end here. If you shift him, he's going to shift, but he will have his space. You get it? It's a block he must have. and he will take it. You get it? If you move it, he will still take it. Yeah. And I tell you, when sleep gets aggressive, he takes it no matter where you are. Yeah. One day I was on a plane. There was a lady sitting next to me. Oh, my goodness. She was almost climbing on me. I said, this girl must be tired. She was sleeping and sleeping. Let me not say. Sleeping. See, sometimes you're driving. Yeah? Has it happened to you before? You're driving and you are kind of stopping in the middle of the road. Has it happened to you before? Yeah. You are actually sleeping. You are on the freeway. And you are asleep. But you still want to feel like you're in charge. So you find yourself putting your foot on the brake. It's like, you know, that you are stopping. Yeah. Yeah. If God doesn't send his angels to rescue you, you would have gone home a long time ago. Yeah. So if you want to be able to pray and wake up, you need to learn to go to bed early. Yeah. You need to learn to cut it out. And end it and say, I'm going to bed. Right. You need to respect sleep and say, sleep, I respect you, I'm coming. Yeah. He says, you come and lie down here. And you say, yes, I hear you, I'm coming. Do you understand? Yeah. Sometimes he'll be patient with you. You get it? But you find some people, it becomes their habit. You get it? It becomes their habit. You never go to bed early. If you never go to bed early, you will never be able to wake up early. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't cheat yourself. Don't stay up late watching some movie that is costing you your destiny. The true price you think is free. Some people have found some way to get some free Netflix, something. You know, you think it's free. You get it? Because the devil has disguised the true price. You have found some website where you can download movies and watch them for free. So you don't have to pay the movie theater $15. Do you see? To watch it. But you don't know that the true price of that movie is your life, your destiny. That's why you're not married. You don't know. That's why things are the way they are. You don't know that the true price of that movie is hidden from you. It's hitting from you. Yeah. But the thing is calculated. It's multi-step logic. Yeah. It's like when you get on a plane, they give you food for free. Do you really think it's free? I mean, you know, when you think of free things, look, grow up. When you think about free things, the thing came from somewhere. Who paid for it? Do you understand? And why would they give it to you free? Where do they know you from? Are you their brother? Do you get it? Yeah. But it's just that free is a good word. You know, it seems to resonate positively with people. Yeah, anywhere you find free, when you put it somewhere free, it seems to make people act in a certain way. Yeah. And there are people who have made it their job, psychologists who have studied these things. They've studied human behavior. They know, look, if you drop your gas price by even 1 cent, the guy is going to drive and go make a U-turn and come and get that 1 cent. Yeah. He'll come and get that 1 cent. Yes. And then he has lots of 1 cents in his car that he can actually throw away. He has lots of 1 cent. He has no use for them. But the one on that sign, he must have it by all means. People have studied the thing. They've studied human behavior. That this is how people behave. Yeah. So throw free on it. It's a free movie, free this. And you see them running all over the place trying to get it. Yeah, it's working. It's working. But the real cost of it is always hidden. It's somewhere. By all means, something. If we wanted food to appear here right now, I mean, how can we have food appear here without somebody spending something somewhere? Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. So if we trace it back and keep going back to the origin, we'll see there's a cost. So the devil is good at hiding the cost. What the true cost of what you're doing is, he's good at hiding it. It's disguised. You can't see it. You get it? And you think you're having fun. You've got this blanket. You put it there and you are sitting, lying in the couch, made yourself a big glass of orange juice next to a big fat tub of ice cream, and you're watching the movie. You don't know that you are eating up your future. Yeah. Chewing your marriage. You say it's chicken wings. It's your marriage. Ooh, you're chewing it. It's not. You're just eating it up. Because this thing will never release you to wake up. Yes. You're going to wake up 10 minutes before you start work. Even to take a shower will be a problem. And you wake up and you grab your things and you run downstairs and enter into a day that began before you. You came to meet the day. You can't control much in it. Yeah. So Jesus used to rise up a great while before day. Yeah, so he can, because the senior is the one who controls. Between you and the day, who is the senior? Yeah, the one who came first is the one who controls what happens in the day.
What a revelation.
Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you today? So I want to encourage you, join the prayers. Tell your neighbor, join the prayers. Tap them like the angel tapped Peter and say, brother or sister, say, hey, join the prayers. Tell them, do yourself a favor and join the prayers. Stand to your feet, everybody, and let's pray. Let's pray. We want to pray. You want to pray. I don't even have to tell you what to pray about. I think you know what you need to pray about. You know what you need to bring up with the Lord right now, isn't it? And I want you to begin to pray and say, Lord, this prison, only you can take me out of it. If you don't take me out of this, I have no way out. But I know you can. I know you can. Send your angel. Send your angel. Send an angel. Send an angel to take me out. Send that angel to overcome the first post, the second post, and the iron gate. The iron gate, the main gate, the main obstacle, the main thing that has held me back. Send that angel to take me out in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you pray in tongues, begin to pray in tongues. Mikoto. Come on, pray, pray. Misokotori balababara mashandari alababa. Bikolo tele mama shatari alababa. Bikolo shedere balababa. Bikala mama shokorobo shataria. Mikolo shendeli bakasataria. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mika balababa. Beka malama mo shebele babo. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, anything that gives the enemy an advantage over me, anything that gives the enemy an advantage over me, in the name of Jesus, I rise up against it, against it, against it, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every hand of the devil in my life, anything happening in my life that has the enemy behind it, I bind him in the name of Jesus. I bind him in the name of Jesus. I bind him in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus to my life. I apply the blood of Jesus to my life in the name of Jesus.
Lord, release angels. Release angels.
I refuse to sleep in prison. I refuse. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to accept it. I refuse to settle. In the name of Jesus. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about your job situation. Pray about your finances. Pray about your health. Pray about your marriage. Pray for your children. Pray for your little child. Pray concerning your schooling. Pray about your education. In the name of Jesus.
We break open the iron bars. We break open the iron bars. May the gates be open. May the gates be open. In the name of Jesus. Every chain is broken. Every chain is broken.
Pray about your future. Your future is being stolen from you. Your future is being stolen from you. Pray about it. Refuse to give up. Refuse to give up.
From the chains,
refuse to give up.
We release our futures.
Refuse to give up.
Our destinies.
Refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. In the name of
release
Jesus.
Sunday Joseph. Sunday Joseph. Sunday
In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, Ikalamoso Tony Alababa, Nicolo Mosheke Falababa, in the name of the Bay, Sheke Falababa, in Mamalababa, Ikalamama Malababa, Jesus, Ikalababa, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to pray against the enemy's intentions for your life. There's some of you, the devil plans to steal your future. He wants to steal your future. He's engaging you with toys, things that excite you in the present, that you lose sight of the future he has his hand on. He's engaging you, he's enticing you with little things that belong to this present, but really have nothing. Some of you are playing with your education. Some of you are playing with your career. Because the enemy is out to steal your future. He wants to grab your future. And what he's doing now is to give you something that excites you for now. Because your eye, as long as your eye is here, you don't see the future that he's taking away from you. And we want to pray against it. We want to pray against evil intentions. Like we read, he said, Herod would have. Herod had a plan. He would have. But God beat him to it. God jumped ahead of him. God was moving faster than Herod's plan. And his plan did not come to pass. I don't know what plan the enemy has for you. But we want to pray against any plan of the enemy concerning your future. Concerning the future of your relationship. Concerning the future, your children's future. Anything to do with the future. Anything that is not now. It's not happening now. But it belongs to later. You want to pray against it in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Let us
name
pray.
Of Jesus, Lord. We abort every plan
Bicolo
of the enemy. Every plan of Satan, we abort
Bicolo
it in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God. We bind evil intentions. We pray against evil intentions.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray against evil intentions.
You will not steal my future.
Against our future,
you will not steal my future in ministry.
In Jesus' name.
You will not steal my future in ministry. You will not steal the future of this church. You will not steal the future of this church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Makandolo no seteriala baba. Inalababa shataria. Ikalababo seteriala baba. In the name of Jesus. Me seteri kandolo. Olo no seteriala baba. Ikalababa. Ikalababa. Dolo babo seteri baba. Imolo seteri bakaya ba. Ilo seteri baba. Ikalababa. Imolo seteri ha. In the name of Jesus. Imala mama. Bala 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 shatara bala baba. Ikolo seteri ala baba. Imolo sekema la baba. Amala bala babo sekema bala 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 baba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We want to take on the iron gates. The iron gate is that gate that is designed to keep you in prison forever.
Prophesy.
It is that big gate that you can't seem to rise above.
Wow.
That big gate that you're being forced to accept.
Yeah.
That big boundary you can't seem to cross. God is able to take you beyond the iron gates.
Amen.
He said the gate opened by itself. But when you read the scripture, you're going to find that God is the one who actually cut it open. Isaiah 45 and verse 2. Isaiah 45 and verse 2. The Bible says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. You know, a crooked path is difficult to navigate. It's complex. You're not relaxed. Requires a lot of care. It's complex. You can't see the end from the beginning when you're on a crooked path. Because it meanders, it bends, turns left, turns right. You cannot see where you're going. I will make the crooked places straight. Anything in your life that is not straightforward, believe God that after this prayer, you're going to see things clearly. You're going to see your way clear. You're going to see a way forward out of the situation. He said, I will break in pieces the gates of brass. And I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. Hallelujah. And then what will happen? Verse 3. Look at it. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Do you understand? Hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, he says, I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he says he calls you by name, what it means is he knows you. God knows you. Tell your neighbor, God knows you personally. God knows your name. God even knows your middle name. Yeah, God knows you. The name that nobody knows, but God knows you. God knows you. Do you understand? And you can see, he said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches. Yes. The gates that are keeping you poor. God says, I'm going to cut through those gates. I'll cut through those gates. I'll cut through those gates. When the gates are removed, suddenly you see things begin to happen. He says, I'll give you the treasures. I'll give you precious things. Treasures and hidden riches of secret places. There are things that exist that you can have, but you don't know that you can have them. You don't know that you can have them. You don't know that you can have them. You don't know that you can drive a good car without debt. You don't know that you can go to school without owing. You don't know. These are all hidden riches. Hidden things. Yeah. So you've been forced to accept something as though that's all that exists. Do you understand? Listen, I was told by my kids that you can go to In-N-Out. Do you know In-N-Out? Yeah. The burger place? Yeah. When you go there, you ask them for the secret menu. Yeah. You think everything on the board is what they're selling. They're selling more than that. Wow. You need to be an insider to know that there's a secret menu. Is it In-N-Out that has the secret menu? Yeah. Yes. You go inside there, you'll be eating something that others are not eating. Yes. And you don't know because it's not for sale. It's not on the menu. It's not there. Life has thrown you a menu card and you are forced to order from it. So you don't even like what you're eating, but that's what's on the menu. So you have to take it like that. But I want you to know there's a secret menu. I said there's a secret menu. And it takes God, it takes God, it takes God to let you into it.
Come on.
To have a life that is extraordinary. A life that is different from the lives of everyone in your family. A life that is different from all the dysfunction you see around you. A life that is different from all the chaos and confusion that has surrounded your life. It's on the secret menu. God says, I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. I want you to take on the gates of iron. take on the gates of iron and declare them open in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we take on the gates of iron. We take on the gates of iron.
Open in Jesus.
We ask, oh God, that you open them. That you will go before us.
Go before us.
Go before us.
Go before us.
Go before us, Lord.
Open the iron.
Go before us, Lord.
The gates of iron.
And break the gates.
In Jesus' name, oh God.
Cut the gates of brass. Cut the gates of brass. Break the gates of iron. Break the gates of iron.
Break the gates of iron.
Break the gates of iron.
Break the gates of iron.
Break the gates of iron.
Be broken
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the vow, set the fire. Release the treasures. Release the treasures. Release the treasures. Release the treasures.
Release the treasures.
Release the treasures.
Release the treasures.
Release
the treasures. Break the doors open. Break them open, oh God. Break them open, oh God. Break open the iron bars. Break open the iron doors. Break them open, oh God. Break them open, oh God. Make the gates be broken. The iron gates, Lord. We break them open, oh God. We lift up the gates, Lord. We lift up the gates, Lord. We break them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now we want to pray against poverty. We want to pray against the state of being in constant lack and need. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We want to pray. Look, there are treasures in LA, in California. Do you understand? Hidden riches. Some people say this is an expensive place. Well, not some people, it's true. Do you understand? But it's expensive. Things cost what they cost. Because that's what people are willing to pay for them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, if you know a little bit about economics, you understand that demand. Do you understand? Demand makes price go up. Do you understand? So it is because people want it. It costs what it costs. Because so many people want it at that price. So if you are not enjoying the riches, you think there's nothing in California. But it is that you have not been exposed to certain things. Do you understand? We want to pray for the wisdom to unlock the hidden treasures. Do you understand? The wisdom to unlock your portion of the hidden treasures. Hallelujah. And God says, I will. He says, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. The wisdom to work jobs that pay better. To know what to do with your life. Everybody goes to work for 8 hours and different people come home with different things. Do you understand? Yeah? It's like an animal, like the cow. One animal, but different parts of his body cost different prices. Do you understand? If you cut the meat from the one that becomes the filet mignon, is you pay a different price. If you want his foot, you get a different price. If you want his tongue, it's a different price. But it's the same cow. So 8 hours of time is not worth the same thing for everyone. But it's the same amount of exhaustion, the same amount of risk, same amount of danger, and yet we don't all come back with the same return. We want to pray for wisdom. Wisdom to tap into the riches. Wisdom for better jobs. Wisdom to study better things. Wisdom to go to school and study the right subjects. And not just be satisfied to be in some school. Wisdom. Come on, lift up your hands and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Lord, wisdom, to unlock the hidden riches, wisdom to know what to say, wisdom to know what job to do, wisdom to know what field, what areas to go into, wisdom to know what to do, where to put ourselves, in the name of Jesus, wisdom, Lord, give us wisdom, wisdom. To see and to know, to understand, Lord. Wisdom, Heavenly Father, O God, to overcome the system, O God, to go through, O God. The wisdom that brings prosperity. The wisdom, O God, that brings prosperity. Wisdom. Oh Jesus, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who give unto all men liberally and upbraid it not. My God, you said ask of God, and it shall be given. We are asking God for wisdom, wisdom to unlock the treasures, wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to prosper, we bind the spirit of poverty. We pray against poverty. We pray against poverty. And the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, may I not be in need. Shababani, kabalabasondelebeku. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You made a way when our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. You made a way, and we're standing here only because you made a way. When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And I'm standing here only because you made a way. You moved mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles, Lord, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because You move mountains.
You move mountains.
You cause wars.
You cause wars to fall.
Oh, with your power.
Oh,
you perform miracles. Lord, there is nothing
that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made.
You move mountains.
Oh,
you cause walls to fall with your power.
You perform miracles.
There is nothing
that's impossible. And we're standing here only because.
Come on, sing. You move mountains.
You move mountains.
Mountains.
You cause walls to fall with your power.
With your power. Miracles.
Miracles. Lord, there is nothing.
That's impossible. And we're standing here only because
you move mountains. Oh,
you cause walls to fall with your power.
Oh, you perform miracles.
There is nothing
that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way, made a way.
You made a way.
You made a way.
Oh, you make a way.
You made a way.
Oh, you made a way.
You made a
way. Come on, sing. You make a way. Come on.
You make a way.
You made a way.
Oh, you make a way.
Lift up your hand to the Lord and sing it.
You will make a way.
You made a way.
Yes, you will.
You made a way.
You make a way.
I don't know why.
Sing it again.
You make a way.
Because that's what you do.
You make a way.
Oh, that's what you do.
Make a way.
You move mountains.
You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power.
That's what you do, Lord.
You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made.
And I'm standing.
And we're standing here only because you
made. And I'm standing.
And I'm standing here only because you made a way.
Hallelujah. Just begin to give him thanks, everybody. Just thank him for what you do not see. Thank him for what has been prevented. Thank him. Thank him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for preventing what would have been, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, you made a way.
Made a
way.
We thank
you, God, for making a way.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank
you, Lord. I don't know how, but today, you made a way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for going on ahead of us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for sending your angel.
Thank you, God.
To go before us.
For making a way, Jesus.
Thank you for changing things in our favor.
Amen.
Changing things on the job.
In the name of Jesus.
Changing things in our neighborhoods.
Hallelujah.
Changing things in our health,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Changing things. Causing the lines to fall in pleasant places.
In the name of Jesus.
In ways that favor your people.
My God.
Thank you for changing things for the church. Thank you for changing things for this church. Thank you for causing the lines to fall in pleasant places for this church. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus.
The power of the enemy is broken.
In the name of Jesus.
The prison chains are falling off. The quaternions are defeated. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And you get to walk in the streets again. I'm announcing to you, you get to see the streets again.
Prophesy. Amen. I receive it.
You have your life back to begin to live it all over again.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
And everybody gives him thanks. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. Ask your neighbor, are you blessed this morning? Ask them, are you glad you came to church? Tell them, I feel like something has changed. Something has shifted. Something has been dislodged in your favor. In your favor. In your favor. It's turning. Tell them things are turning. They are turning. And they are turning towards you. Turning in your favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That bus you missed, that opportunity you missed, it's coming back for you. It's making a U-turn. It's coming back for you. Because it belongs to you.
I receive it.
You thought you had missed it. But it's coming back for you.
I receive it.
I said it's coming back for you.
I receive it.
Yeah. Coming back for you.
Amen.
Yes, it's coming back.
I receive it.
It's coming back.
I receive it.
I see it. I see something,
I
an
it.
Opportunity Prophesy. That somebody lost.
Prophesy.
And it's coming back.
Prophesy.
Coming back to get you.
Prophesy.
Coming back
it.
To get you. Thank
I
you, Lord.
It.
Thank you for your blessing.
I receive it.
We want to come to the Lord's table today. We want to come to the Lord's table. Have communion. We're going to join Bishop as sing it. Sing it. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. This cup of blessing that we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. And this bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal that came down from heaven, and it will sustain you, it will heal you, it will give you life. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Ooh. When I see the blood,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you let Bishop just just take over now. Just close your eyes, everybody, and begin to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Take out the cup of blessing. The Bible says the cup of blessing. The communion of the blood. So do you remember 1 John 5 verse 8? There are three in the world. One of them is the spirit. Another power is the water, which is the word. And then the blood. My God. Lama Shoda Lama Zandegere. Do you know we are in Africa? Do you know we are on a continent? Do you know this is the planet Earth? Do you know that the Earth is round? We are just in a dot in Africa. Huh? And God is in heaven. It's far beyond what we can imagine. Yeah. Beyond the stars. Yeah. There's a song about beyond the stars. Yeah. Is there not any song about beyond the stars?
There's no place I can hide from your love. I can only survive through your love. Show me somewhere to go, a place you don't know, to cover my soul. On the wings of the dawn, I might fly to the ends of the earth, beyond the stars. I can go anywhere, 'cause you'll always be there.
She managed to find a song with Beyond the Stars. Stand to your feet. Listen. The cup of blessing which we bless. This is a blessing. So if you came to church and the Holy Spirit has been teaching you, feeding you, letting you know, now we are coming to a blessing. Father, we thank you for the blessing of the Holy Communion. Yes. Thank you as we receive this blessing in our lives. In the name of Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of
Now, whatever represents a curse in your life, whether it's from your family, your mother, maybe somebody told you, you never do well. Maybe somebody said you are a stubborn witch. Maybe somebody insulted you. Maybe some words were spoken to you by your uncle. Maybe you never found anybody who loved you. The cup of blessing is overshadowing all forms of curses in your life. Amen. Every mistake you made in dishonoring your father,
oh God,
whether alive or dead, every curse you have brought on yourself by dishonoring your father,
yes, Lord,
by the cup of blessing, let it be neutralized in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Every sin of disobedience you have wrought against God.
Yes, Lord.
By the cup of blessing, whatever curse is attracted to you,
yes,
let the cup of blessing overrule, override, and yes, overturn every curse in your life.
Yes, Lord.
The cup of blessing. Lift your hands. Father, let your blessing be real
yes,
upon your
yes,
children.
Lord.
Bless everyone here with long life.
Yes, Lord.
crossing 70 with ease. Yes.
Amen.
Overcoming diseases and curses.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Escaping from accidents and all tragedies.
Amen.
All long distance journeys are declared safe for you in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
All trips by airplane, by land, and by sea are declared safe for you.
Amen.
I command the blessings of the Lord to be upon your travels.
Amen.
Upon your journeys.
Amen.
Upon your driving within Accra.
Amen.
In your buses where you drive in a bus.
Amen.
In the taxis.
Amen.
And by walking by the roadside.
Amen.
You are declared safe and covered by
in
the feathers
Jesus
of the Lord.
Name.
And by the blood of the Lamb.
The name of Jesus.
Whatever breaks legs cannot break your leg this week in Jesus' name. You are declared safe and protected. Now by the cup of blessing, whatever looks like a curse in your household and your family, I command a neutralizing of that curse by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone here who experienced the curse of having no father, I reverse that curse in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And I declare you are having a good father in your life from today.
Amen.
All fatherless children are declared with fathers from today.
Amen.
All motherless children are declared to have a mother from today.
Amen.
All those without a covering, you are declared covered today in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for the blessing of prosperity.
Yes.
I speak to pockets. I see, I'm just seeing something like pockets or bags.
Yes.
May every pocket be filled.
Jesus.
And may every bag be filled.
Yes.
Every suitcase be filled.
Amen.
Every pouch be filled.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
You are declared healed.
Amen.
Put your hand on your chest. Any type of sickness,
yes.
Developing disease,
Jesus.
Approaching disease,
Amen.
Diagnosed disease,
Jesus.
Undiagnosed disease,
Jesus.
Every eye sickness,
Jesus.
Every form of blindness,
yes.
Every hypertension,
yes.
Blood diabetes,
yes.
And every curse, every blood sickness,
yes. Every blood
undiagnosed
sickness.
Fever,
Jesus.
Fever of unknown origin.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
name
every
of
HIV
Jesus.
That is coming to you,
Jesus.
I forbid it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let there be a blockage
yes.
from any bad news coming your way this week in the name of Jesus. Amen. It cannot penetrate the wall.
No.
For the angels have surrounded you.
Jesus.
Lift up your phone quickly. Lift up your phone quickly. If you don't have a phone, lift your bare hands like that. Father, let every bare hand be filled with a phone.
Jesus' name.
Anyone who doesn't have a phone is declared to have a phone miraculously.
Amen.
Now, I speak to the phones.
Yes.
I speak to the phones.
Jesus.
I say, receive money this week in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
I speak to the phone. I say, receive money in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
Receive money in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Be open to receiving money in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Now lift it up again. I speak to your phone.
Yes.
Receive good news in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
Receive good messages in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
Receive good tidings in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I block all forms of death.
Yes.
And bad news
yes.
and evil tidings
yes.
by the blood of the Lamb
the
and in the
of
name
Lamb.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty shout and a clap.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a shout
Hallelujah.
Of victory. God bless
now,
you. You
while,
may be seated.
While every eye, let's still close our eyes before we close. I want to give you an opportunity if you're here this afternoon. Maybe today is your first time in our church, or you have been coming to church, but you know in your heart that you're not saved. You're not born again. God feels so far away. You want to become a child of God. You want to know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. You want to take things beyond the church level and you want to make it personal with the Lord today, you want to have a personal relationship with Him today, I want you to raise up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Is there anybody here like that? You're saying, Pastor, pray with me because I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. I'm tired of living my life the way I have. And today, I want to make a change. I want to begin a new life. And that first step begins with receiving Jesus as your Lord. Is there anyone who wants to do this? Maybe you're watching us on the internet and you can also raise up your hand right where you are, because this is an opportunity to change your life. This is an opportunity to change your life. Just raise up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anybody here like that today? Right. Okay, why don't we just say this prayer together? And if you're watching us, say this prayer with us right where you are. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Only you can save me from my sins. So let your blood wash me. Let your blood cleanse me, Jesus, and make me a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.